playing with Ujjan.
Yeah. Hello. Welcome to another XMPP talk. I'm Ujjan from Istanbul, and I'm not actually working on XMPP or like decentralized communication as my first job, but like I have a story about implementing this feature to Dino, and yeah, so just imagine about the year 2005. Unfortunately, it's a proprietary app, but MSN Messenger was king at the time. But you could use it with Pigeon or AMSN, like free software. And there was a feature, if you remember. You can see what your friends are listening at that time. If you see Iron Maiden under someone's name, like, it's cool. So it was the golden era of now playing. Like, so many protocols and so many software had support for it. I mentioned about MSN Messenger because, like, in Istanbul, it was the standard. But it can change place to place. But the MSN Messenger was using a proprietary app from Windows, the Windows Media Player. It can only show what you're playing on Windows Media Player. So, like, back in my era, there was a thing, like, you open a cool song from Windows Media Player, just make it silent, and you listen your ordinary music from another app. But the thing is, Pigeon, AMSN, and Edium, those are like XMPP clients, but also they support MSN Messenger at that time. They had some form of music sharing. But then it suddenly disappeared. Like, the MSN Messenger and similar protocols are gone, and mostly mobile messengers, the messaging, like apps like WhatsApp or Telegram, take over, like the communication, the instant communication globally. So that kind of centralized applications never had like such feature. And the streaming services were popular, still popular, but I'm talking about the time. And they have, like, I'm aware that Spotify, let's say, have a feature to share it, but it's within the app. It has no, like, API or connection with some other app, an XMPP client or a proprietary app. So within time, we just forgot about the story. And it's now a nostalgic thing for most of us. And I use XMPP with OMemo, like in a daily basis. It's one of my main communication mediums with my friends. And a few months ago, I was talking with Alper, a friend of mine from Istanbul and Hackerspace Istanbul as well. And we figured out, like, we were just chatting about something else, like buying a CD. And we figured out that we are listening the same song at the time. And it was funny. It's a song from an old Turkish symphonic metal group, Almara. It's a great band, by the way. And I suddenly remembered about this, like, if it was, let's say, 15 or 20 years ago, I would probably know that he's listening that song, but now it's a coincidence matter. So here comes the question. How can I bring this now playing feature from back in the era to my daily client, like today. And before doing a research, I started to contemplate the protocol, like, how can I do this? Like, yeah,